Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Rockin' to the dark.
What?
You got an empathy club.
I just have always preferred the white.
I wish I could have more white things. The color white to me just always works.
If you mix in a black,
I'm asking where the white power rankings
go. Yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right there.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist. My mom is adorably racist. That's what the color guy was saying.
Heavy long. And I mean that.
Do you?
It's chicken.
It is.
I didn't know if it sounded sincere or not.
I'm always sincere.
As you sigh.
Sometimes it's not nice to have them along. And I'll tell them that.
You have said a time or two that you don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Listen, don't listen. I don't care.
I don't give a rip. Why would I care? You know what I'm saying? You may think I'd care.
One would think.
But I don't.
You're like that old, crusty veteran at this point. You're like,
you
whatever.
You
do you. R-R-R. You do you, boo.
That's right.
You and Mike Francesa.
Ah! What's going on?
Yeah, evil Jason Quick.
So we had a plane crash today.
Yeah.
This one was,
not good.
Boy,
someone lived though.
Yes, you didn't see this.
I didn't see that someone lived. I
just
said there was like 235 people on board, and they said over 200 dead. I assumed when the big ball of flame.
Let me give you the stats. Okay.
Yeah. Doctor.
Okay. So here's what happened. This was in India.
Mm-hmm.
They were headed to London. It's a Boeing Dreamliner.
Yeah, having a great run here, Boeing, the last couple of years.
242 passengers, 12 crew. All of whom died except for one guy who walked out of the rubble.
Yeah. 11A now I'm seeing.
Oh, wait. Now you know that.
Well, I'm looking here.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in seat 11A. He has minor injuries. They are saying, so they've already talked to him at the hospital.
Yeah.
He literally walked out of the rubble, and he said all he saw was dead people. He was sitting right next to his brother on the flight, so his brother passed away. And I don't know if you've seen the video. The video is insane. It's fully on vid because it was right after takeoff. Yeah. They get up in the air a little bit, but then something goes wrong and it just slowly glides down to the and hits this part of the medical school there has like a dorm for the doctors. It hit that. There's a picture where you can see the fin, or is that what they call it? The fin? The tail fin of the plane sticking out of this. So more people died on the ground. They're saying over 290 people in all died. But the fireball is insane. It's like from the movies.
That's why I'm shocked. I'm now like looking through this.
How did he live?
Well, and now I'm reading here. It says that when it hit, the exit door blew out, and he was in the exit row. And he said that's what they're saying that's what likely saved his life. I don't.
Yeah, know he why. Just had an escape route as opposed to everyone. But why did
I? If his brother died, that means like how did he? I don't know.
I would imagine impact killed a lot of people, right?
Yes. Well, that and the giant first you crash at several hundred miles an hour. That's what people don't like about plane crashes. Like, you think about what a 60-mile-an-hour car wreck looks like. Now take a plane doing a couple hundred miles an hour. Oh, and by the way, it's loaded with jet fuel. So whether the impact gets you or the giant explosion of fire, like, you don't walk away from that.
I mean,
dude, that dude's like, that's like, what is that, the Samuel Jackson, Bruce Willis, M. Night Shyamalan movies. What is it? Bruce Willis is...
Like, Sixth Sense?
No. The one... It's a series of where Bruce Willis can't die and Samuel Jackson is like Mr. Glass.
Unbroken?
I forget the name of it, but...
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah. Like, Bruce Willis is cannot die. He's like, this is like Marvel superhero stuff.
But here's the thing. This is what's weird about it. The people at the hospital said that there are no critical injuries. In other words, every body that was brought in there was either dead or had minor injuries. No in between.
What do you mean?
So they're saying that they're not treating anyone for critical injuries. Basically, everyone died, or if they didn't, they had minor injuries. It's so strange.
But only one guy lives, so everyone's dead. But
well, no,
one
it hit into this. It hit in a very populated area.
Oh, you're saying okay.
So there are a bunch of people on the ground that had to go to the hospital, but they said they were either dead or minor injuries. And the same of the guy who. So everyone on the flight was dead except for one guy who had minor injuries. Dude, it's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
So how does somebody who is amongst 250 other people or so? They all die, whether it's smoke or impact.
Yeah. Or fire.
Right. None of the three happens to him.
I don't know. Like, you just...
But you would think if someone was capable of surviving that, there would be others that would, too.
Yeah.
So what... Well, they're going to talk to him. They've already talked to him. Mm-hmm. He said what ended up happening was... All he remembers, so they think that he has post-traumatic amnesia.
I would imagine that that's probably pretty chaotic.
And he said that, but he did say, what I remember is we had just taken off, everything was fine. About 30 seconds after takeoff, there was a really loud noise, and then we crashed. He said it happened so fast. Although when you're watching the video, it doesn't really happen all that fast.
No.
The plane glides down, almost like it's re-landing, but it's landing over... houses.
And that's why I said, like, I was dead serious when I saw it when this morning when I clicked on it, I was like, oh my god, like they said disturbing images. I was like, ooh, this is gonna be gnarly, because the reason why the airplane is the scariest way to die is I can't imagine what that feels like. We've all been on a turbulent flight and you're fine, but imagine the turbulent flight when your plane is cartwheeling down. So when I watch that thing take off and then seeing it go down, like glide gently, I wonder if anyone on the plane really had an idea of what was going on.
Well, one, they can see out the window.
That's true.
Two, he said there was a loud noise. So I think there was probably some panic. But just, they hit so fast.
Yeah, and but it seemed like such a casual thing. It's just like we're up and then like, hey, are we going down? And then it's over.
Yeah. Not for him.
No, not for that guy. It is the least violent airplane crash I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like an old man going into a bath, except when you hit, it explodes.
This says the sole survivor of the Air India plane crash is in a not very critical condition. That's a weird way to say it. And could be released in the next couple of days.
Yeah, they've got him here, photos of him laying in bed, and he's got some scrapes and stuff on his face, but he is not...
He has some blood in the images, but he's not very badly injured. No. He is very comfortable and under strict observation, no issues. Asked what he recalled about the crash, he said... He was possibly suffering post-traumatic amnesia. He said he must have suffered that. Like, you know, he's not able to give me the complete picture of the event that happened sequentially. What he says is that at one moment there was a lot, there was some kind of noise, and then at the other moment he was out, and then when he got up, he was surrounded by dead bodies.
Good Lord.
So he knocked him out. Well, but he, I don't know. This is a marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, I said it's superhero type stuff. And by the way, that poor guy, you imagine the survivor's guilt and you lost your brother and just get therapy now. And by the way, Boeing, get ready to write that dude a blank check because that guy is going to need help for the rest of his life. And by the way, how about freaking Boeing?
How about Boeing?
My God.
They're on a roll.
Yeah. Well, remember we had the quality manager who did the whistleblowing on him, and remember about like all the serious defects and like he had told people like I wouldn't go up on one of these planes and then they mysteriously found him dead.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like it was just like a few days into his legal testimony and they ruled it a suicide. Now we got another crash. And look, let's wait and see what happened here. Maybe there's an explanation for it, but you know, some of this stuff is... Stuff is spooky.
What's scarier if you are on a plane, takeoff or landing?
Takeoff. Yeah? I don't ever think about landing, but on the takeoff, I don't know. I always have that thought. And you know, this is like a really dark thought, but I always think about my kids.
Takeoff?
Yeah. I just always have that. Like, because most of the time I'm just traveling without my kids. And, you know, they've been through enough and have already lost one parent. And I don't know why. Whenever I take off, I always have that.
But not when you land?
No. Because they always say, like, if something's going to happen, it's on takeoff or landing.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are the two big moments.
Yeah, those are the two big moments. And I don't know why. It doesn't cross my mind when I'm landing. When I'm landing, I'm busy like, oh, good, my trip's over, I'm done. But I think when you're just starting out for me, when I'm just taking off, and, you know, takeoff has some weird sounds. You know, you got the hydraulics and you know the landing gear going up, and you know there's always that weird thought in my mind of, you know, are we all right? And like, what would happen? And that's I always go to that weird dark place. But then once you're up and you're cruising a little bit, then you know all that stuff goes away from
me. That's true, because landing, you've already had the full flight where nothing went wrong, so you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
And you're probably thinking about, all right,
now
what am I, you're at your new destination.
Yeah, you got like, a call, or do I need a ride pickup, or you know, there's other stuff. But when you're first taking off, I don't know about you, but that thought goes through my mind on every flight that I take, especially lately, because we keep having this crap.
Well, it was a Dreamliner, and those, I don't know if you remember, but that was the plane, one of the planes that whistleblower guy, John Barnett, warned of.
Yeah.
He warned people about, it was about a year ago, about the Dreamliner. Yeah. And his warnings were, they are not following quality control protocols.
Yes.
Well, we talked about it here on the program. John Barnett killed himself. Or did he?
Allegedly.
Well, guess what? That dude, did you know that Boeing just settled a wrongful death suit with his family?
Did they really?
Yes.
Over the suicide?
Yes. Hmm. They freaking killed that guy.
Allegedly.
And he was right.
Oh, man.
And here's a Dreamliner that
just for seemingly was up and then just bloop, down.
Just unbelievable.
And you know what? Nothing will happen.
No. Nothing changes. They just pay people off.
Yeah. Well, remember, they had one plane that went down and it was proven that they didn't tell the pilot about there was some sort of sensor flap on it that could break off, and they didn't tell the pilot that. And like, it was proven that they knew that this could happen, and the plane crashed and killed hundreds of people, and nothing happened other than writing some fines.
Well, I thought it was two of them that crashed.
Yeah, but one was specifically for this. I forget, there was a part of the plane where the pilot was not trained that the plane had some sort of like auto mechanism on it. And if something happened to that, the pilot would instinctually do one thing, and it was counterproductive because the plane was doing another, and it would cause it to crash. And they knew that that was a thing, and they never told the pilots. And that happened. The plane crashed, killed everyone, and nothing. No one went to prison. They just write a check, and they're like, oh, our bad, sorry.
That's crazy, man.
We killed some people, and nothing ever happens.
All right. Well, there's your hot plane crash talk for the day.
No bueno.
No,
but yeah, this
no
is
bueno
what someone
is right.
said. Like, and this was my point where I said the silver lining. What happened there is better than plunging from 35,000 feet.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yes.
But they rarely plunge from 35,000 feet, right? Like, that really isn't much of a thing?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, but if you do have problems up there and something were to happen,
I mean,
know,
that would be the worst nightmare, but...
Yeah. Like, there was one I remember, like, it was over in France, like, the plane went up, like... The turbulent was so bad, and the guy thought he was pulling up, and he was pulling down and took it into a nosedive. And that one was from 30,000 feet, and that dude nosedived into the mountains. I mean, stuff like that obviously is, I can't think of something scarier. And maybe these people, if there is a saving grace to their family, is maybe there wasn't suffering, or maybe they didn't have a full time to kind of realize what would happen. And then it's over.
Well, it's finally here, Jace. You've been waiting for it. I know you have. Don't act like you haven't. Are you ready for Ozempic penis?
What? Is Ozempic penis?
It's a thing.
I need to get on Ozempic?
It is a thing. You might want to. I've seen you.
Ooh.
That'll be next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.